So one of my relatives told me that a shul in New York is having something called arrays for Israel called boxes. Now, I don't know what boxes is, but apparently that's a betting term for the Super Bowl. I don't really know how, what does it work? You pick the box score, or they pick it for you, but what, it was $20 a box, it said. What does that mean? Oh, and you get, oh, that's it, the numbers always, and you get a box. Whoever's the closest to the box, aha. Okay, whatever, but I have a different type of box I want to talk about for tonight. And in the Super Bowl, let's talk about the real box. The real box that you wear is this thing on your arm called the tefillin. But there's another piece, which no one really knows what to do with it, which always falls out and gets stepped on, is this, we call it the box cover. But what it is it's the shayad cover, which is this black square, which goes on the tefillin or doesn't go on the tefillin. Now, I don't know, let's do a raise of hands. Who actually puts it on their tefillin when they're wearing it? It's about 50%. You lost it? Yeah, I don't put it on either. 50% of the room, I would say, puts it on. What's the deal with this black box?
The edges are supposed to be sharp.
Okay.
If you don't have that, it rubs off.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't worn it in 17 years. My edges are still pretty sharp. So we're going to see. And we'll see, is this really a thing or not a thing? So Ramah has one line about tefillin shalrosh tov lios guluyim. Your shalrosh should be uncovered, v'nir, and it should be seen. Okay? And the Mishnah Berurah explains, what's the point of having your tefillin shalrosh being seen by everyone? And it says, because the pasuk says, re'u ko ami aretz. All the ami aretz are going to see your open tefillin, and that fulfills the pasuk. Fine, great. What about the shal yad? Oh, by the way, there is a minhag for the shalrosh to be covered as well, which is why some of these yeshiva guys wear a hat that's based on the ari. Okay, separate issue. What about the shalyad, though? Should the shalyad be uncovered or covered? Says the Ramah, and I want you to remember, if you come out of one thing out of this chabura, remember this one line of the Ramah. Shalyad ain lahakbid. It doesn't make any difference. Simhem gluyim o mechusim. Your shalyad doesn't make a difference if it's covered or uncovered. That's the Ramah. Okay. So as of 500 or so, 600 years ago, 500 years, whatever, no one cared what you did with your shalyad. The Shari Tshuva already cites a Lavush, and the Lavush says that it should preferably be covered. Why? Mishum b'hayo l'cha'os. Because the pasuk says it should be for you a sign, and not for anyone else's sign. In other words, your shalyad should be your private like sign on your arm. No one else needs to see it. Then he cites the Birkei Yosef, who cites his grandfather, who says that that's why people would cover their the shalyad with the talus. So you wrap yourself, you ever see those, you know, people engrossed in tefillah, wrapped in the talus, or even when you wrap it on your arm, it ends up being that your shalyad is essentially covered by the talus. Great. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one-liner, he says, it's a good thing to cover your shalyad as well. So now I ask you a simple question. So what's up with these black boxes? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, in a totally different context, about coloring gold on your tefillin. Can you have a gold covering on your tefillin? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, well, okay, the gold's a problem. And then we'll talk about that maybe in a few weeks from now, but it's a whole sheer different colors. Then says the Aruch HaShulchan, a very interesting line. Avla tikkin, these like covers, she'osin la'abatim, she'not mosam me'abatim, lav klumu, he says, they don't make a difference at all. I feel like I'll tefillin based on the chosam, ain't a bit of tefillin. You want to wear them? Okay, it's not going to be a problem. It's not a good idea to wear these box covers. Okay. Doesn't really explain why. He says some people, they don't even remove this box cover during Shmon Esrei, and they keep it on during Shmon Esrei. They ain't nachon lasos kein. It's not appropriate to do it. So here you already see Baruch HaShulchan decrying or going against the minhag of this black cover, but without even getting any reason. The Levushe Mordechai gives the same, a little bit earlier than the Aruch HaShulchan, gives a reason. It's based on the Tosfos in Menachos, which says that your tefillin have to be able to see the air. They have to be like, see the sun. Like, if you use the Russian, like, or like, to something about Avir, it has to have the air. And therefore, when you cover it, it doesn't get this air aspect about it. And therefore, he says the black boxes are improper. The Piskei Tshuvas cites all of these achronim who say that you know what the black boxes are? A modern, contemporary newfangled thing which has crept into Judaism. I assure you, your great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, didn't have black coverings on their tefillin. This is what he says, and therefore, there's no such thing. But anything, where does it come from? It's a hefsek, perhaps. Maybe it's a problem that it's going to be, you know, covering, it's not going to get the air, and therefore, says the Piskei Teshuvah, as many posts say, don't have the black box. On the other hand, the Maram Shik, the Aderis, the Chaznish, the Mishnah Wachos, they said it's fine. And what's the reason? Exactly like you said, to make sure that the tefillin don't get out of shape. And so therefore it would be fine to wear it. They suggest, though, you should make a hole in the side, each one of the sides. And anyone have a box, the hole? I've never seen that. Yours has it? Where? Like a circle in the middle?
Yeah, drilled out holes on the side.
Drilled out holes. I've never seen that before. But mine definitely doesn't have that. And so this way, that's based on this obvious poskim, is that at least you'll get the seeing the air aspect of it. But what about the other question? When do you put it on? New?
It stays on.
It stays on. So you, okay, so if you put it on when you're wearing it, when you're actually doing it, then you're actually making a bracha on something which is not really the tefillin as well, because you got your tefillin is covered. It's like your tefillin is still in the box. So they suggest you shouldn't put it on until after you put on the shel rosh. Put on the shel yad, put on the shel rosh, and then only afterwards put it on. And it gets worse. Let's say you put on the shel this. So let's say, like probably many people, you put on the shel yad and you realize the black box is still in your thing. So you quickly take out the black cover and put it on the tefillin, and then you put on the shel rosh. Hefsik or not a hefsik? So says the Shevet Halevi, he's not sure about this, but then he says, and he says, look, I'm not going to go so far to tell you that it's a hefsek. Really, you should put it on after Vishal Yad, after Vishal Rosh, after it's all done. Then add on this cover because it's not part of a tefillin. You only want to have it at the end. Okay, put it on. It doesn't bother me. But to put it on in the middle maybe is a hefsek. But then he says, no, it's not a hefsek. Comes along Rav Sternbach and saves you all. All the people who put it on with it. He says like this. You can cover it after he says you can put it on. He says you can put it on after you put on the shorosh. But he says avo mutter gamkin. It's also mutter v'chasosa miyad. You want to put it on, put on the shoyad, then put on the covering. Who cares before you put on the shorosh? V'acher sheminiach shoyad v'lo chashav efsik. He says even v'chachila you could do that, but he doesn't explain why. So Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich in this footnote in this Matov Alecha, which the Reb Sternbach answered him, says, I'll tell you very simple. Because that's our whole Chabura. What does the Shel Yad need to be, according to the Mishnah Berura? Covered. How do you cover the Shel Yad? So the Chidah put on a talus, other people would cover. You know why we cover it nowadays? With that black box. It's not at all, to save the corners like everyone always thinks. Like you thought, I thought also. He says the reason is to cover it because of this concept that it's better that it should be covered because v'hayo l'cha'os and not for anyone else. Says Rav Shemrach, he takes it one step further in his Sefer Tam V'das, a little bit deeper level. He says, Kevin Shetzon Shayad Ramaz L'maisa HaMitzvah. What does the Tzon Shayad represent? Mitzvahs that you do with your hands without thinking. You know, you do this mitzvah, it's a hand. It's not a brain mitzvah, it's a hand mitzvah. Says the Reb Sternbach, it's better that you cover that. You know why? She'ein l'kayim mitzvah ela im avoda b'moach. No one should ever do any mitzvahs without brain activity. If you're just going by rote and putting on your tefillin and stuff without just a hand mitzvah, then not doing it correctly. So therefore, cover it. Cover the tefillin shayad. It should always be covered to remind you it's not about the hand. It's about the moach. It's about the brain and your intellect in doing the mitzvahs. I would tell you just what I think the best thing that I do, and I think this is, number one, I always find the boxes really, really, really annoying, and they definitely always fall off my arm. So I think the best thing to do is, if you have a looser shirt, for sure, so I just cover it with my shirt. And if you cover it with your shirt, you don't need the box. You could do that after everything. The only risk is, as you said, and I got to address it, is the four then top corners have to make sure that they stay straight. But you know what? I've been putting it on the phone now 27 years, you know, and I think my corners are still pretty squared out. Still, if you rub your hand around it, it's still pretty sharp. You have to be careful about it. If you're the type of person who's not going to be careful, so wear a box. If you're the type of person who's not always banging into things and you're careful with it, I don't know that you need to put on the box. And according to some poskim, it's a newfangled thing and maybe you shouldn't put on the box. Halacha Maisa, I asked your local rover, ask your father, but what your meaning is, I haven't put on the box in years and years. I find it too annoying. Yeah.
It's
not a question of being careful. It's a question of the shirt keeps rubbing it.
So I don't know. It depends how loose your shirt is. If you have a loose shirt, then it's even if it rubs it, it's not going to. If you have a very tight shirt.
Yeah,
I don't know. So far, I've got very loose shirts. So far, I've been fine. I think so. I check my phone because I'm nervous about it also. If you want to put it on and then cover it with the shirt, that's fine. But you're risking half these poskim are anti the box. They're anti the box. So you have to weigh it out. If you're right, if it's going to rip the edges, then don't do it. But otherwise, I think it's a big issue. That I think, yeah. Well, I'll turn it off so everyone can want to leave. But I'll tell you, I think that this is the best thing about the boxes. Should be zocher. I just end with a little muster for myself. If you want to talk about boxes, this is the boxes we should talk about, not the other stupid boxes. Shkoyach.